you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia program. 844-RAY-SHOW, the number. Email me this hour a little easier if you get through, I should say, on the email, raylucia.com. Simply click on the Ask Ray button. So are you a safety first or a probability based retiree? Now you don't have to be retired to make that determination, but it certainly helps if sometime in your life you figure out whether you're okay with a probability based retirement strategy or if you're okay with a safety first and maybe an upside on top of that. I will discuss that coming up in just a bit. Americans can't translate retirement savings into future income. Those sort of go hand in hand. What type of spender will you be? All this stuff I tried to get to last hour that I didn't, but I start today for the millennials, since I'm always talking about what us old fogies want to discuss. I thought I would share something from a fellow by the name of John Lim, who's actually, as I recall, a radiologist and in Reno, Nevada. But he writes about finances, and what motivated him to do so was he has two kids, 11 and 13, and he wanted to write a financial guide. It's not out yet. When it does come out, I'll tell you about it. But he has four laws of what everyone needs to know. So I thought I would share those with you, and you can share them with your kids and grandkids. Law number one, compound interest is the most crucial notion in finance. This simple concept has enormous practical implications for both investors and borrowers, including the virtues of starting to save early in life as possible and the tremendous costs of carrying credit card debt. If you haven't done the calculations with your children or grandchildren, you might ought to think about doing it. Because what happens is compound interest can either work to your advantage or to your disadvantage. I've talked about how if you're self-employed and you paid your kids from age 13 to 18 and they put $5,500 a year in payments for those 5 years away at, say, 8% into a Roth IRA, they'd have $32,000. They're now 18 years old. If they retire at 68, that's 50 years later. And at that same 8%, They'd have $1.5 million for just 5 years of contributions. Hence the magic of compounding. Of course, if you have a $5,000, you know, credit card bill, and you know you're making, you know, payments of $500 a month, that would be really good if you were making those kind of payments. But you're paying 16% interest. You don't get that thing paid off for 11 years. You've paid a ton of money in interest. If you think about that. So compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Law number two, nothing else will matter if you don't learn to save. The overwhelming majority of finance books focus on investing. These books are alluring because they promise a quick road to riches. But unfortunately, there are no shortcuts in finance. The most important things we can do to ensure financial success is save money. It isn't nearly as exciting as investing, but it's indispensable. You might recall the other day I talked about how, you know, working an extra few months or saving an extra 1% translated into more lifetime income than one could even imagine. Savings is so much more important than rate of return, especially as you get older, where you don't have the same amount of time to compound interest on your money. It also goes without saying on the compounding side that being disciplined and not making stupid decisions with your money, like pulling money out of the market when the market crashes or goes down or there's a bear market, is critically important. But there's nothing more important than saving. Law number three, borrowing except for a mortgage is the road to financial slavery. Put bluntly, non-mortgage debt is toxic to your financial well-being. Like so many things in finance, debt is more than just a money issue. It's a behavioral issue. We are constantly encouraged by family, friends, colleagues, and advertising to buy things we can't truly afford, and yet we don't even realize it. Yep, that's right. That's why they have those really foxy girls. Women, I should say, biting down on the cheeseburger with the bacon and the onion rings and the ketchup dripping all over. Makes you want to go out to eat, doesn't it? Same thing with clothing. Hunky guys, you know, unshaven, studly, tall, thin, wearing these expensive suits. I mean, I've been in the advertising business for 30 years. That's what this program is. And it's all about painting a picture. Now, I was at Costco yesterday with my wife. There, you don't even need to paint a picture because you buy all kinds of crap you don't need. But that's a different story. Borrowing except for a mortgage is the road to financial slavery. For the last 2 or 3 years now, I have been living on a mostly cash basis outside of, you know, stuff like rental cars and mortgage payments and stuff like that. Don't use the credit cards, and if I do, they are all paid off. Of course, I've lived that way, thanks to my wife, for the last 40 years. I don't think we've ever had a credit card balance of sorts. Law number four, know your net worth. An increasing net worth is a sign of financial health. If I could only know one thing about a family to assess their financial health, I wouldn't ask about salaries or the size of their house instead. I would want to know their net worth, what's happened to it over the past 5 to 10 years. Net worth and its long-term trend speaks volumes about the state of a family's finances. So true. I mean, I might ask a few more questions than that. But even a millennial that's only been at work for a couple of years should be able to track their net worth. Now, I've really made a commitment on this program and in my own personal life to help as many young people get their finances as organized as possible. At the present time, I don't charge for anything. But one of the things that I've been attempting to do is get millennials interested in buying a home. Now, I know, because I've done it, I can make a case for not owning a home. Because if you invest the money and earn 10% and the difference and all that stuff, yeah, I can on a spreadsheet or on my calculator make a pretty strong case for a millennial just renting. And that's fine if you want me to go through the calculations with you. I'll show you how renting can make sense. But I want to own something, even if it's an investment property. And I'm working more and more on how to help people get into property, especially since the market's up 400% since March 9th of 2009. Most of us can afford to scrape a little bit of that cream off the top and buy either an investment property or our first home, or possibly buy our retirement home, maybe in a no-tax state or a low-tax state, or nearer the kids and grandkids. Let's use this phenomenal market return that we've had and do something else with the money that could really help us with our retirement goals. Ray Lucia Show, back in a flash.
Newsbreak, I'm Brian Osuch. As fraudsters become smarter and sneakier, different schemes are showing up in many new and different places. USA.gov's Marietta Jelk says it's important to do what you can to protect your personal information.
Fraudsters really look for your Achilles heel. They're looking to talk to you about things that you're very familiar with, your family, your job, hobbies, things like that. And after you become comfortable, that's when they go in for the kill.
Those confidence scams rely upon your vulnerabilities, but sometimes fraudsters get a small piece of your information and go from there.
Synthetic identity theft is a crime where a thief takes your personal information and combines it with other information or fake personal information to create a fictional identity. It's really a new spin on an old crime.
And what should you do if you become a victim of fraud?
Contact the Federal Trade Commission. They're going to be key in helping you report any sorts of frauds that have occurred. You also want to contact the banks or the credit card companies that you have accounts with. I definitely recommend that you check out the Financial Protection Kit on financialprotection.usa.gov.
For more, go to financialprotection.usa.gov. That's Newsbreak from USA.gov.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter. No matter how you got in over your head, it only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Yeah, I've been talking about trying to get people into investment property, taking a little bit of the cream off the top that we've made in the stock market over the last several years. And it's been, it's been tremendous. We haven't seen this kind of a market run in a long, long, long time. And I know that these things sometimes end badly. But it certainly doesn't seem that way. 4.2% growth last quarter. We're thinking, at least according to the Atlanta Fed, they've revised their numbers, by the way. They've come off of the 4.4 number. They're down to about 3.8. But do you know how big that is? 3.8 is still double the 1.9 that we got out of Barack Obama, the Obama administration. And that adds trillions of dollars to the economy. You can pay for a whole lot of stuff. Now, sooner or later, we do have to pay the piper. But I've been looking at investment property, maybe a retirement home. And I took a trip recently to Texas. And again, don't quote me on these numbers, as I'm doing them from my memory. But I can probably purchase, or you could, somebody could, around a 300K property. And according to my friend Kim, you can rent that baby out for around $2,500 a month. Well, a 300K property, you got to put at least, 20 or so percent down. Probably a little more than that, 25 maybe. Nonetheless, you put your down payment down. Let's say you've got a $240,000 mortgage or something like that. And it costs you $1,300 a month. And your property taxes cost you, $500 a month. And your insurance costs you $100 a month. So that's about $2,000 a month in costs. If she's right and you can rent the place at $2,500, that's $6,000 a year on a, $65,000 down payment. It's 9%. Got to pay a property manager. So let's say you net 6% on your money. All right, that's pretty good. Now you're going to have some months where you've got vacancies and all that. But that's what the real estate business is all about. But 10 years later, if you bought the property at, $300,000 and you got, what do you think, 3% inflation or appreciation? Texas is hot. 10 years later, so a $300,000 house is worth $400,000. And you probably owe, maybe $190,000 or so on the mortgage. You got $210,000 for your $70,000, or what is it, it's $210,000. Say $200,000. That's been a pretty good investment if you got paid $500 a month to make money. So again, it's all part of the diversification strategy. Now, is there risk? Absolutely. Tenant could destroy the property, cost you money. Do you need reserves? You better believe it. Do you need to have excellent property management? Absolutely right. Do you need good financing with a fixed rate loan? Yes. But in the grand scheme of things, to leave real estate and investment property out of the equation, in my humble opinion, is foolish to do. You just need to figure out a way to do it. So I'll be talking more about that as I put my game plan together for myself and other family. I got a call from one of my family members while I was on break in the last hour of the program. And he's interested in investing in an investment property. He has one or two others. They're all in California. And what he's saying is, you know, I'm too young to be thinking about retirement, but I think I want to move to a state that doesn't have a state income tax. What do you think about Nevada? I love Nevada. What do you think about Texas? I love Texas. So let's start looking in those areas for your retirement home. You rent it out. Hopefully you have good property managers so they don't destroy the place. They go examine it a couple times a year. And you kick them out, do a new paint job, maybe do some home improvement, a few $1,000, and you move into it. And the house is nearly paid for by the time you do it. I mean, you could take the potential positive cash flow and accelerate the mortgage, pay it off in the next 10, 15 years. And now you've got a home to live in. You sell your expensive California home and bank all that money. You go buy yourself an annuity. You put some money into the stock market. You take a nice 4 or 5% distribution, and you live comfortably for the rest of your life. Anyway, just a thought. What type of retirement spender will you be? Dr. Fowl quoted a study from J.P. Morgan Asset Management, and they looked at 613,000 U.S. households. Pretty good data set. Which type will you be? I'm going to be the first set. And about 40% of the households are foodies, as they say. The largest category of the population tend to be fairly frugal, maybe I won't be, in retirement, with the lowest overall spending. The category name comes from the fact that 28% of their expenditures are in the food and beverage category. That's why I thought I would be that one. The next one's a homebody. I think you can understand what a homebody is. Then there's about 30% will be homebodies. They may still have a mortgage, but their expenses could be significant with ongoing maintenance and property taxes and all that with their house and furnishings. Then there's the Globetrotters. Think you can figure out what that is. 11 to 13% of households with at least $1 million. You see, if I like to traveling, I might be a Globetrotter. But I think I like eating more than I like traveling, so I think I'm a foodie. Then you've got the healthcare spenders. You don't want to be in that category. It occupies 28%. Of their income. This is why you must have a long-term care insurance policy. And then there are these snowflakes. The remaining households reflect more unique types of experience that cannot be categorized more generally. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on in the markets today. Quarterly results just in. It's And they don't suck. Let me tell you, they do not suck. We'll be back. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. You know, we've just had a stellar quarter. We learned about our GDP growth the quarter before at 4.2%. Looks like it might come in just shy of 4%. That's just incredible. And the stock market is just on fire. The broad market, if you look at it over a year to date, you know, that's like the S&P or the Wilshire or whatever. This is the broad U.S. stock market. According to Morningstar, year to date is at 10.51%. Over the last quarter, 7.22%. Over the last 12 months, 1 year, 17.66%. 3 year average, 17.08%. And the 5 year average, 13.56%. I mean, I hearken back to like 2009, when nobody and their brother wanted anything to do with the market. It goes up precipitously, and long about 2011, when we as in the United States lost its triple A S&P rating on its bonds, Armageddon was predicted. One of my best friends, he called me, said, "I'm out." "What are you talking about? I'm out." "No, are you kidding me? We just lost our triple A status. It's going to cost so much more money to borrow. Corporations are in trouble. Our growth rate's only 1.9%. I'm out." Good move. He, by the way, has a genius IQ. I couldn't even compete with him academically. One of the smartest guys I've ever met. But, you know, I used to talk about the Mensa clubs, too. Did you realize that if you joined the Mensa investment clubs, you earned a squat on your money? Because all those really, really smart people tended to outsmart themselves. In either event, borrowing costs went down, not up. And the market has just been on fire. Since March of 2009, it's been in the 13 to 15% range. That's from my memory. It's not from Morningstar. Compounded. You know, you don't need to have too many strings of 15% returns before you're doing pretty good. So the crash, which was devastating, is now a faint memory from a decade plus ago. Okay, next up, longevity risk. I talk about this all the time. But we have some new longevity statistics in from the individual annuity mortality tables for 65-year-olds, males and females. And I think these numbers are stunning. A 65-year-old male has a 45% chance now of making it to age 90, a 22% chance of making it to 95, and a 6% chance of making it to age 100. Their life expectancy now is 22.6 years. That takes them out the life expectancy of, what, 87.6. Average. Remember, half of those people are going to live longer. For a female age 65, there's a 52% chance of making it to 90, a 29% chance of making it to 95, and a 10% chance of making it to 100. Can you imagine 30 years ago talking about somebody living until they're 100? And in the last week or so, I've met two or three people whose parents, in fact, it's been dads in both instances, are age 95, because I was impressed because my dad is going to be 93 and still alive and kicking pretty good. But here's what's really crucial to know. The joint life expectancy of one male, one female, aged 65, there is a 74% chance of making it to age 90, and a 45% chance of making it to 95, and a 16% chance of becoming a centenarian. So the question is, have you clarified in your own financial plan the importance of longevity risk? There's a couple of things that we know, and we get this from the Alliance for Lifetime Income, a new nonprofit. Unprotected families. Nah, it's not what you're thinking. Unprotected families are those without protected retirement income other than Social Security, are nearly 3.5 times more likely to say financial stress or retirement worries have caused anxiety, depression, or related problems. You want to be happy and you want to be healthy in retirement? Annuitize some income. That's what this is saying. You'll be 3.5 times less likely to have anxiety or depression. I mean, stress kills you, folks. Take it from me. I had a stress-induced heart attack in 2015. In November of 2014, I had a complete workup, and they showed me this computer printout. And the printout said there was like a 95% chance that I would not in my lifetime have a heart attack based on, I don't know, the plaque. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. All I know is I sat down with Juliana, that was her name, and she was going through the computer program after I did all these tests. And she said, you can eat all the cheeseburgers. She didn't say that. And I had a heart attack out in the middle of Lake Powell. Had to be life-flighted to Flagstaff. And the doctor there was brilliant. And now I'm doing great. But it just goes to show you, right? Stress. I asked the doctor, I said, what could this be? He said, are you under some stress? Yeah. Whole lot of it back then. A little bit less now. Conversely, they go on, for protected households, 80% are confident they can withstand losses in the market or unexpected expense issues that can be particularly problematic in retirement for those who are unprepared. Conversely, only 60% of unprotected households are confident. It all falls along the same line. Confident that the markets will come back, 80%. Confident that they could handle not only a loss, but unexpected expenses, yes. When you have protected income sources. Now, if you've got a pension, that's fine. Remember last week, we talked about what Dr. Moshe Milevsky recommended in terms of your assets. a third of them should be in pensionized income. Work with your advisor on that. And they go on, likewise, protected families are 1.5 times more likely to say they're very confident that they're financially prepared to achieve their retirement lifestyle goals versus those that have no protection on their retirement income. The importance of clarifying your own longevity risk. You can game the system, folks, if you stay healthy and you annuitize some income. We'll be back with emails right after this.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. It is magic when you tune in to the Ray Lucia Show. We help you make better money moves. That's what I'm here for. And I love every minute of it. I will start our emails today with Karen. I want to retire early at 54. Well, good for you. Wish I could have retired at 54, although I said, I remember having dinner with a doctor buddy of mine. And I said, yeah, I'm going to retire at 40. I was about 38 at the time. And at 40, of course, I didn't retire. I couldn't even come close. And then I was going to retire at 50. I really was even further away then. And then I was going to retire at 60, which I did, sort of. But I'm still here. I'm still working. So I don't know if this 54 thing, Karen, is really all that great. Now, maybe, you're going to travel with your husband or something like that. I don't know. But God bless you if you can. All of my money, she says, is in my 401k except my home. How can I retire at that age, at that young age? Well, you have money in a 401k plan. Here's the deal. If you could postpone it to 55, you could take the money directly out of the 401k, whatever you need to live on at age 55, 56, 57, 58, and 59, and then do whatever you want to do with an IRA rollover after that, or leave enough in the 401k plan to take those distributions at 55, 56, 57, and figure out a way to live for 1 year. Don't take the money and roll it into an IRA. Whatever you do, do not do that. I think that would be a mistake. Now, there are other options with IRAs with 72T and all that. But the easiest thing may be, let's say you have $300,000 and you want to take, 15 grand a year out of it. Well, leave 5 years of 15 grand, what is that? 75,000 of that $300,000 in the 401k plan. Roll the rest over. Now all we got to do is figure out how you live from age 54 to 55. Because remember the rules. You can withdraw penalty free out of a qualified retirement plan, not an IRA, without having to pay the penalty tax. You have to pay income, but not the extra 10% penalty. So you've got a home. Did she say it was paid for? No. Well, if you could, borrow 15 grand against your home on a line of credit, then you could take a little bit more the next few years and pay the line of credit back and you're home free. So there you have it. There's a retirement strategy for you at age 54. Julian is next. I was just in the town of Julian this past weekend for my buddy's 70th birthday. What an old dude he is. He's my drummer, Rick. Anyway, Julian is a beautiful place if you haven't been there. Problem is, I bought two pies. Dang it. And I had two slices already. So good. Shouldn't be doing that. But even my wife had a slice. You believe that? If I convert, Julian asks, my IRA to a Roth, can I buy private company stock? Wow. Interesting question. The answer is, with most self-directed IRAs, you can indeed buy private company stock. You may need to give them all kinds of documentation. But this is a risky proposition. Private company stock could go kaput, right? But I think I know why Julian might want to do this. Let's say he's Mitt Romney Jr. Remember Mitt Romney? How he had like $200 million or some astronaut, $100 million, I don't know what it was, $50 million in his IRA. And people would ask, how did he do that? Well, remember when Mitt Romney was at Bain, he was doing deals. He was doing private equity deals and taking equity in companies like Staples and other companies that ended up becoming billion-dollar companies, and his share ended up being in the millions of dollars. What if he made that investment with IRA money? Obviously, he must have done something like that to get a huge amount of money in an IRA. Well, I think where Julian is going is the same place. Maybe Julian is up in the Silicon Valley. And there's a startup company that he's involved in, and he wants to invest his IRA or his Roth money in that. So he takes his Roth IRA that has cash in it, 10, 15, 20,000 bucks, and buys the private stock. Now the Roth is holding stock. The 20,000 bucks is worth $1 million in 10 years, and he has $1 million tax-free. Now, if the company stock goes to zero, he just lost 20,000 bucks. Is that worth the gamble? Maybe. Allie is next. I want to save for my baby's college. My advisor says not to. I should invest my retirement. Oh, he says I should invest in my retirement. I listen to you religiously. Well, thanks, Allie. I need your help. Well, I kind of agree with your advisor here. There's all kinds of ways to finance college tuition for a child, including PLUS loans and Stafford grants and all kinds of borrowing money from your mortgage, asking your mom and dad to help finance the kid's college. There's no Stafford grants and loans and PLUS loans for retirement. So if you can save for your retirement in a Roth, the Roth IRA can be used tax-free to the extent of the principal to fund for college. But I think your advisor is on the right track here. You got, this is a baby. You got 18 years to worry about it. Max out in your 401k. You can always borrow $50,000 out of your 401k. Pay your home off or make accelerated payments. You can always borrow money out of your home. If you're 62, when that time comes, you can always do a reverse mortgage. 529 plans, they're all right. I'm out of time. Thank you so much, folks, for tuning in to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. The Ray Lucia Show. Now, make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.